Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me today. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Sam Norwood is back with us. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. It's an outstanding organization of business management professionals, CFOs and CIOs and other letters that they have on the end of their names that demonstrate their level of marketplace expertise. And as you know, once a month, Sam polls his partners, hundreds of partners across the country who are helping to run businesses. He polls them and says, you know, what's going on out there? What's happening out there where the rubber meets the road? And they report back to him and give him their thoughts and their findings. And he compiles all those bits of information into a handy-dandy report, and he lets us have it. He gives it to us once a month, and that's what he's here to do right now. And the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, this is as of the current 30 days and 60 days forward. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. As of April 1st, we do have a survey which indicates, in summary, that we are probably in the recession, which we've seen and concluded several months ago, but we saw just a little touch of glimmer in the sense that the deterioration of the economy may be decelerating. That is, we've been going down for some number of months now, and we saw a little flattening of the curve, and indicating that maybe we're going to hit a leveling off of the bad stuff. We're still in a rough situation. We're in a rough patch, but it looks like we may be not going down at the same rate that we were in recent months.
You know, Sam, I didn't want to dwell on it back in December, but I did talk about it a little bit, and I actually said in my predictions that if we actually have what's technically called a recession, that it probably actually started in the fourth quarter of 07. By the time we know we had one, we'll be out of it. And I actually think that I really believe that we're moving in that direction. What do you think?
Well, we just might be. Now, you read some pretty scary stuff in the headlines. Unemployment was up, and confidence is down, and so on. But these are lagging indicators, not leading. For example, unemployment, we're very reluctant to let people go until we absolutely have to, and we're reluctant to hire back until we have a high level of confidence. So employment is a good example of a lagging indicator.
And let me tell you something else.
Employment was a little scary last month, but we may be on an uptick. But employment would still go down for a little while.
Let me stick a couple of other things in there on that, Sam. Number one, more than half of all employees in America work for small businesses, and nobody fires slower and hires back slower than small businesses do. So a huge component of the economy is doing exactly what you just said. The other thing is, Sam, that I think we have to point out, and I think this is one of the main reasons, it's one of the things I've been saying all along, is one of the main reasons this economy hasn't just tanked with all the bad news we've had, and that is that even though unemployment has risen, we still have millions of jobs that can't be filled in the United States.
Yes, and it has to do
with... If you want a job in the United States, you can find a job.
You need to be retrained, maybe. The things that we did... 10 years ago and 20 years ago, some of the things that we learned how to do really, really well just are not in demand anymore. But new things are. And we need to be using our brain. And there's a great book out, Who Stole My Cheese? And it's when your cheese disappears, Mm-hmm. You have to go get some new cheese by getting retrained, maybe even having a geographic change.
Right.
But flexibility is part of survival, and it's part of the history of mankind.
And one of the reasons why I'm optimistic about where we are and about the future, Sam, is a lot of that retrenching and retraining and redirection of workforce has already happened. In fact, that's what was going on. Remember when people complained because they said we had a jobless recovery, and what they didn't realize is it wasn't that weren't creating jobs. It was that we had people who were trained for the wrong job, for the new jobs. Now we've trained many of those people, and I think this next recovery, I think that's going to be one of the bright spots of the next recovery, of the next expansion, I should say. Quick break, right back with Sam Norwood. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Jimi Hendrix. Take us out.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
The late great
Papa's got a brand new
Godfather of Soul, ladies and gentlemen, James Brown. He was a man. Welcome back. It's 34. Oh, it's not 34. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the man who can't tell time. And we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum LLC, and we're talking about the economy, how things are going, what he's finding out there, what his partners are telling him. And Sam, let's get back into the survey, because I want you to continue to tell us about some of the good, the bad, and the ugly of what you're seeing from your partners reporting to you.
Sure. You know, we have hundreds of partners in all over the United States, 36 markets, and they report back and have no axe to grind. They just say it like it is, because this is where the rubber meets the road. These are men and women out there who are part of organizations on an outsourced basis from us at the what we call the C-suite, which is the chief whatever level, chief financial officer, chief mm-hmm. information officer, and so on. And they report back how it is in their geographic territory, in their industry, as they see it. And so, for example, something that's really important for the near-term outlook is order backlogs. That is, did order backlogs in your business go up, go down, or stay about the same, looking back 30 days, and looking out 60 days, we ask the same question. So in the past 30 days, the backlogs declined some, and in the outlook, there's an expectation among our respondents that outlooks will deteriorate further, and that's a pretty good clue as to, for businesses that have backlogs, retail businesses don't, but those that do, it's an indication that they think the near-term outlook is not so good.
Yeah. That doesn't sound too good.
No, it doesn't. Most of the other indicators were pretty flat. You recall from prior months that we're pretty much in a slump now, and the Federal Reserve is trying to do things that will turn that around, but those won't be felt until later this year. But they do boost near-term confidence, or they're intended to at least mm-hmm. keep near-term confidence from getting any worse.
But
and,
see, I'm sorry,
so
go ahead.
The others are capital expenditure commitments, which are important for looking at overall confidence, and they're flat with the prior month. Same with the outlook.
But see, I'm happy with flat right now, Sam.
Yeah.
Aren't
flat
you?
Flat better than down.
I like horizontal. I like horizontal better than down. In fact, if you look at the overall report, this is not a, in my opinion, you know, at this stage in the cycle, Sam, the arrows that you're producing on your report, I'm not unhappy with those. In fact, I kind of am comfortable with those.
Yeah, they seem a little more optimistic than some of the headlines, but of course, I think newspapers tend to do headlines that seem dire.
What do they know about the economy, Sam?
We don't have any reason to do that here.
What do they know about the economy, Sam? All they know about, I mean, you know, newspapers, ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please don't get your economic news from newspapers. Whatever you do, you know, if you find, all right, if you want to find, if you want to find a columnist and a writer who's who you believe, you know, fits your eye with regard to reporting about the economy, that's fine. But in terms of newspaper reporting, don't, those guys don't know what the economy is doing. They don't know anything about the economy. Sam, I'm sorry, that's just the case.
Oh, well, that's, you know, and the, it's like being in battle. What you do is you poke your head up out of the foxhole and look around to see where you are. And in our case, we're always saying, get close to your customer, get closer, closer, closer. And that could
that's
never
exactly
be more
right.
True than right now, where we need to be asking our customers, what, how does it look for you?
Right.
And get creative about other ways you can look around. For example, one of my clients was in the boat trailer business, so we wanted to know how the boat business, let's say, was doing overall. And so we went to the customer, to our supplier of trailer hitches, and said, "How's it going for you?" And so you get you can get your own near-term look at what the things that affect you most directly by going to your customers, your suppliers, and having an open dialogue with them.
Well, I've been, my audience knows that I've been saying that now, Sam, for months.
Uh-huh.
Back in December, I said, ladies and gentlemen, stop watching the talking heads on television and start talking to your customers. That's how you will survive 2008. You won't get too much of the negative stuff in your head. You'll get the reality from your customers, and if you can do that, you'll be seen as part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Well, exactly. And but maintain realism, and that's one of the ways to do that. And then look for the upturn is going to happen. We know it always does. And our survey will be among the first to recognize this, because so many of the broad measures are measured by the quarter of the year. We measure it month to month. And month to month, things do change.
Right, right. Sam, hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. And that's that website, Sam, is TatumLLC.com, right?
TatumLLC.com.
That's where you can find out more about Tatum, the Tatum LLC organization, and you can find this, the survey that Sam does every month. He posts it there. We also post it on our website. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. That you love. We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. .biz, that's where you can find answers to your small business questions. And, of course, smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, including the Tatum LLC survey, the monthly survey, I should say, that Sam brings us every month. Sam, your organization has partners all over the country helping businesses run their businesses by providing them with temporary, sometimes permanent, chief financial officers, chief information officers, right?
We can do it temporary, part-time, or permanent. And the nice thing, we're real believers in outsourcing what you need when you need it. And we think that particularly in small and medium-sized businesses that have to maximize flexibility, when you want to get something done, you need to focus. And we
right.
bring focus and leadership into a company. We're not consultants. We actually get in there with the management team as part of the management team. And help run the business, and we do projects that'll help the CEOs, boards of directors, and the chief financial officers achieve what they're trying to achieve. In fact, one of the things that everybody complains about is, well, I spend so much time fighting fires, I don't have time to get to the things that are really strategically important to my business.
Right.
And what we do is to come in and help free up the time of the CEO or the CFO, others in the C-suite, and allow them to focus on the things that they uniquely can do while helping to run the things that they where they need help, both on a day-to-day business way and also strategically. We do help them do studies, and we do studies
well, these
for
are-
them.
These are things, folks.
More often, we're rolling up the sleeves and helping them get the job done.
Outsourcing is one of the best things that small business owners can do, and it's is one of the reasons why I think that, that our economy, I really believe that outsourcing is a significant contributor to the, to the, to the undergirding and to the overall robustness of this economy, Sam, because I'm focusing on what I do best, you're focusing on what you do best, and there's a lot, I just think there's a lot more efficiency in the marketplace because of it.
Sure, and when I go in to help a business, I am 100% devoted to getting the project done, and I don't get distracted by things that other people can do and should be doing and running the business every day.
Right.
I get the job done for the clients, and the and my partners do this because we're able to focus as an outsource, and then when you don't need us, we're gone. And
right,
and that's
exactly.
that's the beauty.
And there's so many ways, ladies and gentlemen, that you can do what Sam's talking about with his company, with other companies. Through you can outsource your payroll, you can outsource your freight, you can outsource lots of things. And I'll tell you, Sam, my organization is a small organization in terms of employees, but we make payroll for probably 4 or 5 times as many people as I have employees, because we believe in outsourcing. We think it's been the key, one of the keys to our success.
One of the key advantages of a small and medium-sized business is the capability to be flexible,
mm-hmm.
and to maximize that strategic advantage. Everything in your business needs to be flexible, so that. That you overcome the sometimes economic advantages of the bigger guys by being flexible, faster, and more responsive, and outsourcing is the key to being one of the keys to being able to do that.
Right, absolutely, no question. Mm-hmm. What did your respondents tell you about capital availability and credit and that sort of thing?
Well, it's an interesting thing because, you know, we have been, for the last 8 months, have been through a real mess in capital markets.
Mm-hmm.
And the turmoil started in July and then August with the sub-mortgage thing. And the banks are still working through that. But it's the largest banks that are most affected by the subprime
right.
mortgages, small banks, community banks, country banks.
Mm-hmm.
Never got into the fancy
stuff. They're doing okay.
And so they're there, and we're finding on the one hand, businesses that are marginal borrowers to start with are having a tougher time finding money. But those
mm-hmm.
that are basically creditworthy are not having problems
right.
with getting money. We hear it anecdotally all the time among our partners.
Right.
We also see it in the survey results.
Sam, I got to wrap it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We just run out of time.
All
Thank
right.
you for being here. Good job today, as always. We're looking forward to next month already.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with LLC Tatum LLC. I got to go. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.